You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Birmingham and Black Country Sight Loss Council member Steve Keith to share their experiences of rail travel as someone with sight loss as we celebrate 200 years of the modern railway. Steve, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So before we get into your experiences with rail travel, can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss, please?
I have no sight at all. I've always had problems with my eyes. I was registered blind very many years ago and now have a double prosthesis. I'm on guide dog number 6 and I'm very lucky to have had another German Shepherd.
What are they called?
He's called Mr. Rowley, R-O-W-L-E-Y. Everyone calls him Rowley and it's not, he's Rowley. And it's one of those little niggle things that annoys me. But it happened, so I have a German Shepherd called Rowley, who is an absolute nutcase, and his pet name is the Idiot. Plain and simply because he's just a bit dozy. German Shepherds are meant to be really intelligent, and he can be, but he just has this habit of doing really silly things. He's full of mischief, he's full of love, he's still very young. He's only 3, and he's only starting to grow up, so he's got lots of energy that he needs to burn off.
Ah, well, let's talk all things rail travel. I'm sure, like many blind and partially sighted people, you've had good experiences of rail travel and you've had bad experiences as well over the years. First of all, can you give us a couple of examples of some good train travel experiences that you've had?
Most recently with the passenger assist app, that's improved train travel a lot. Being able to organise your assistance at the start and finish point, my local station, which is University Station in Birmingham, I now travel through there virtually 2 to 3 times a week minimum. And all the staff know me by name now, so that is a huge benefit, a huge help. Also, they refurbished the station completely for the Commonwealth Games when they came to Birmingham. And as part of that refurbishment, they put wayfinder tiles in the floor from the taxi drop-off point all the way down to the entrance and through the station into the dick office. You can actually follow the tactile paving and it takes you straight there through all the bollards, through all the obstacles, and that's a major, major improvement. It's one of those things that has made my life so much easier, because knowing that once I'm on that tactile paving, I can have a straight run where I'm not going to hit anything, I'm not going to walk in anything, gives me the confidence to walk into the station and up to the tick-off and say, hi, I'm here.
The confidence aspect of it is such a big thing, and just having those adjustments in place must make it so much easier and much less worrisome as well.
It does make it a lot less worrisome, because when they were doing all the refurbishments, and we weren't sure whether they were going to do it, and there's 3 footpaths towards the entrance, and just knowing that you can walk straight through is... It does take one of those worries away, that you know it's going to be fine, you're going to be safe.
Now, unfortunately, not all railway stations were created equally. Have you got any examples of a bit more negative experiences you've had with rail travel over the years?
I mean, going back to before all the upgrades came in with the new trains, with passenger assist being more commonly used, with the old trains, you could physically open the door when the train was moving. So yes, there's been a couple of occasions where I've gone to open the door thinking the train's pulled into the station. There hasn't. I went to open the door and members of the public, thankfully, have said, no, we're not in the station, so I've not walked off the train onto the tracks. Unfortunately, sometimes with the passenger assist, if the staff member's not familiar how to use the app, they have cancelled my journey by accident. Rather than saying I'm on the journey, I'm on the train, they've cancelled it. So when I've got to my destination, there's no member of staff waiting there for me. When I've spoke to them at the ticket desk, they said, no, journey was cancelled. And it's, no, it wasn't. What they've done is clicked the wrong thing, the wrong button on the app. And that's... I understand that when it's a new member of staff, that becoming familiar with all the technology that's out there and all the other tasks that they have to do, it can slip your mind or you can make mistakes. But little things like that then make my life so much more complicated, especially when you go to a station. You've never been to that station before. You don't know which way the exit is. You don't know which way, whether you're turning left, right, straight forward when you get off the train. And so with some of the new trains, they sit higher on their carriage, so the step down is much, much bigger. And on some of the platforms, that gap is bigger. So unfortunately, you have the possibility of then falling between the train and the platform if you don't know how wide that gap is.
Now, as part of this 200-year celebration of the modern railway, we've seen lots and lots of improvements in those two centuries, as well as to accessible train travel as well. I'm not saying looking forward to the next 200 years, but what is one thing that you would like to see improved?
I think the one thing that I'd like to see is more staff with awareness of disability and not being ashamed to ask, how can I help? What is it you'd like me to do? Because we're all individuals, we all do things slightly differently, and it's easy for us to go through training and say, this is what the textbook says, but my needs are different from your needs, whose different needs will be different from someone else's. So I think the key factor is just for them to have the confidence, say, how would you like me to do this? How would you like me to help? Improved accessibility around the station, so more of the tactile flooring would be really helpful. Clearly defined audio announcements where, for times of trains, where possible, more staff around for more of the day. Some of the stations now are only manned part-time, so that can limit how and where you travel.
Yeah, absolutely. You make some great points there of just more awareness and just having more people there, even, you know, knowing that they're there without actually needing them as well, I imagine, makes a big help.
It's a huge help. Knowing there's a guard on the train where you might need it, and make that guard making themselves aware to you. As you got on the train, they could just say, hi, I'm the guard. Or once you're on the train, come and introduce themselves. That's a huge benefit. And, you know, some of the guards now are doing that and saying, coming over and saying, do you need help getting off the train? And it's like, well, thank you, no. Or thank you, yes. Depending on what I'm doing and where I'm going. It's nice to know that offer is there.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, it comes back to the confidence, it comes back to the worry, it comes back to anxiety. You know, once you've had that offer of help, it boosts your confidence because it takes away the anxiety, it takes away the worry. You know, having announcements on the trains to see which station you're coming into is a huge benefit. You know, for somebody like myself who has got a habit of dozing off, knowing that your journey takes approximately, I don't know, 20 minutes, for example, you know, I can set a timer for 15 minutes and I then know that I've got the next few moments, they'll be announcing my station. The guard being aware that when I got off the train, he can be at the door, or a member of the station staff being at the door to assist me. It makes it so much simpler, so much more fluid, and reduces my concern.
Well, Steve Keith, Birmingham and Black Country Sight Loss Council member, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio and sharing good experiences with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and it's been a pleasure speaking to you and everyone else.